USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Senate, under Democratic control, swiftly dismissed the impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Voting to deem both impeachment articles unconstitutional, they argued that they did not meet the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Despite Senate Republicans attempting various motions to initiate a prolonged trial, all such efforts were fruitless, with votes falling along party lines. House Speaker Mike Johnson has introduced his proposal aimed at offering military support to key U.S. allies. He unveiled four bills Wednesday designed to provide aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Speaker intends to hold a vote on the legislation Saturday evening. However, the move has drawn criticism from conservative Republicans who seek to link Ukrainian funding with border policy adjustments. The leading Democrat and Republican on the House Oversight Committee are at odds over the potential impeachment of President Biden. Maryland's Jamie Raskin and Kentucky's James Comer engaged in a heated exchange during a hearing on China Wednesday morning.
Well, we know that Donald Trump had a legitimate business that he talked about and he campaigned on.
The legitimate business was the White House. He sold the White House.
What business were the Bidens in?
Raskin challenged Comer to justify the ongoing impeachment inquiry into the president. Former President Trump is reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. Seven jurors have been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on social media, saying the judge is moving quickly to help Democrats. Boeing, facing allegations of concealing significant safety issues, as testified by their quality engineer and whistleblower Sam Salapour in a Senate hearing Wednesday.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect, among other improper methods.
Salapour says the 787 Dreamliner is unsafe. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
More details are emerging about the seven individuals chosen for the jury in Donald Trump's New York trial. The foreman hails from Harlem and works as a salesman. The jury also comprises an oncology nurse, an IT consultant, a software engineer, a charter school teacher, and two lawyers. Court proceedings were in recess Wednesday, with jury selection set to resume on Thursday. President Biden is campaigning through the key swing state of Pennsylvania this week. He visited the headquarters of the United Steelworkers Union Wednesday, which endorsed the president last month.
My U.S. trade representative is investigating trade practices by the Chinese government regarding steel and aluminum. If that investigation confirms these anti-competitive trade practices, then I'm calling on her to consider tripling the tariff rates for both steel and aluminum imports from China.
It's part of the administration's broader plan to cushion American manufacturers from a surge of low-cost imports. A veteran NPR editor, Yuri Berliner, has resigned after bringing attention to alleged widespread liberal bias within the organization. Berliner, who served with NPR for 25 years, was suspended for implying a decline in open-mindedness and trust in NPR's reporting. He criticized the outlet for not thoroughly investigating allegations such as the Trump-Russia collusion, the COVID-19 lab leak theory, and the Hunter Biden laptop story. And Ford Motor Company is issuing a recall for more than 456,000 Bronco Sport and Maverick pickup trucks. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.